Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. No Fear Birth, A Modern Girl's Guide to an Insanely Positive Pregnancy and Delivery is a faith-infused pregnancy and childbirth guide by Jennifer Nell Aris. Positioned as a practical handbook rather than a medical textbook, it focuses on helping expectant mothers replace anxiety with confidence through a combination of scriptural encouragement, mindset shifts, and drug-free labor techniques. The book is especially aimed at women who want a natural birth approach and who are open to integrating biblical perspective into their preparation. Based on the available description and reader feedback, its purpose is to make childbirth feel less intimidating by showing how fear, pain, and uncertainty can be addressed with both spiritual framing and concrete tools. The result is a short, direct guide that tries to be useful during pregnancy and again as a reference closer to delivery. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing childbirth from fear-driven expectation to prepared confidence. A central idea in the book is that many women approach pregnancy and delivery with anticipation of pain, loss of control, and emotional overwhelm. Aris challenges that pattern by treating fear as something that can be retrained rather than simply endured. The argument is not that birth is effortless, but that the experience changes when the reader stops assuming it must be dominated by anxiety. This makes the book more than reassurance. It becomes a cognitive reset. Instead of leaving fear unexamined, it asks the reader to identify how expectations shape bodily tension, mental resistance, and the perception of pain. That perspective is important because it gives childbirth preparation a psychological dimension. The book's value lies in connecting emotional readiness with physical experience, suggesting that confidence is built before labor begins, not after it starts. In that sense, the guide is less about positive language and more about changing the internal framework through which pregnancy and delivery are interpreted. Secondly, using scriptural perspective as part of birth preparation. One of the book's distinctive features is its use of scriptural perspective as a support for childbirth preparation. Rather than separating faith from practical labor guidance, Aris appears to merge the two, presenting biblical encouragement as a way to confront fear and build steadiness. This matters for readers who do not want a purely secular birth book and who see pregnancy as a spiritual as well as physical journey. The religious layer is not presented as abstract theology. It is used to reinforce courage, purpose, and trust. That approach gives the book a different function from conventional pregnancy manuals, which usually focus on anatomy, medical options, or comfort measures alone. Here, spiritual framing becomes a method of emotional regulation and identity formation. It can help readers interpret labor not as a threat to survive, but as a meaningful process to engage with. The book, therefore, appeals strongly to Bible-believing women who want guidance that aligns with their worldview, while still offering something practical rather than devotional-only content. Thirdly, natural, drug-free strategies for reducing pain and interrupting the fear cycle. The book repeatedly emphasizes drug-free techniques, suggesting that pain management is a key pathway to reducing fear during childbirth. This is a practical claim with clear logic. If fear is intensified by anticipated pain, then equipping readers with methods that lessen discomfort may also reduce panic and tension. The available material describes the guide as offering simple, powerful tactics and proven strategies for breaking the cycle of pain. That positions the book within the natural birth category, but with a more explicit emphasis on psychological effects than many similar guides. It is not merely advocating for avoidance of medication. It is presenting pain reduction as part of a broader confidence system. The reader is encouraged to see labor control as something that can be influenced through preparation, posture, breathing, and other non-drug approaches, even if the exact techniques are only broadly described in the source material. This makes the book relevant to mothers who want a more empowered labor experience, while remaining focused on low-intervention birth ideals. Fourthly, a concise, direct handbook built for practical reuse during pregnancy. The writing style appears to be one of the book's strengths. It is described as short, easy to read, and free from unnecessary backstory or flowery language. That matters because pregnancy guides are often used in fragments, rather than read as long-form narratives. A concise structure makes the book easier to revisit at different stages of pregnancy, especially when the reader wants quick reinforcement rather than extended theory. The directness also suggests an intentional editorial choice prioritizes usable information over memoir-style digressions. In a crowded childbirth market, this clarity can be a significant advantage, especially for first-time mothers who may already be overwhelmed by too much advice. The practical tone also supports the book's self-help function. Readers are likely to value a guide that gets quickly to the point, defines a framework, and then leaves space for personal application. Instead of trying to be comprehensive in the medical sense, the book seems designed to be memorable, accessible, and easy to return to as labor approaches. Lastly, positioning childbirth as a celebratory experience rather than a crisis to endure. A notable theme in the book is the effort to redefine childbirth itself. Rather than treating labor as a purely medical event or a rite of survival, the guide presents it as something to work toward, celebrate, and share. That shift in framing is important because it changes the emotional stakes of pregnancy. If birth is understood as a meaningful goal rather than an emergency, then preparation becomes more active and less fearful. This also helps explain the book's upbeat tone and its repeated emphasis on power, courage, and transformation. The reader is encouraged to adopt an identity as someone capable of entering labor with composure and purpose. That celebratory model distinguishes the book from more clinical pregnancy resources and from fear-centered narratives that treat pain as the defining feature of delivery. It also gives the book a social dimension, since celebration implies community, testimony, and shared experience. In this way, the guide tries to make childbirth feel not only manageable but also worth anticipating in a positive and affirming way. In conclusion, No Fear Birth is best suited for expectant mothers who want a natural birth-oriented guide and who value faith-based encouragement as part of pregnancy preparation. It will likely appeal most to first-time moms, readers uneasy about labor pain, and women looking for a short, straightforward resource they can revisit throughout pregnancy. Its main benefit is that it combines emotional reframing with practical, drug-free birth preparation, instead of treating those as separate concerns. For readers who feel overwhelmed by traditional childbirth advice, that integration can make the book feel more approachable and more personally relevant. What sets it apart from many similar pregnancy books is its explicit biblical framing and its focus on fear reduction as a central birth issue. Rather than offering a broad medical overview, it aims to help readers build confidence, calm, and a more positive expectation of delivery. In a crowded field of pregnancy guides, that makes it distinctive for a specific audience seeking both spiritual alignment and actionable support. If you would like to support Jennifer Nell Aris, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.